Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. My car's just making all kinds of noise this morning. Hopefully the sound of the hot air blowing in my car isn't too distracting. It was a lot colder than I thought it would be this morning. I actually now have heat in my car, which I haven't had for like a year. My dad and I finally got around to fixing the air in my car, which is great, because for mornings like this, I'm not freezing my butt off. My throat feels a lot more sore than, it has for a while. I thought I was getting over this cold, but I guess it keeps lingering on. Let's see. Last night, what did I get up to? It was a pretty relaxing night, I guess. My wife had to work yet again. She was home late, and after I put the kids to bed and had some dinner, I played a bit on my arcade machine, which was a lot of fun. There's just so many games that I have on there that I just, started picking some games at random and, just checking a few things out. Elevator Action. I don't know if you guys remember that game, but it's this, like, 2D game where you're riding down elevators in this, like, apartment complex building, and bad guys kind of come out of the doors, and you, like, shoot them as they come out of the doors. I guess they made a sequel to that game, which I never knew about, and the graphics were, like, completely redone, and, it was pretty neat. I kind of enjoyed it. The tough thing with arcade games is it doesn't really tell you what to do, so you kind of have to, like, figure it out. This game seemed to have some mechanics that I wasn't quite grasping, which is weird for an arcade game, because they should be designed in a way that it's pretty straightforward to understand. But, I never knew they made a sequel to Elevator Action, and, it was really neat, and I'll be playing more of that. Beyond that, I popped in Hitman 2 for the PlayStation 4. Really enjoying that game. I guess there was this, like, bonus content thing that they had beyond the campaign of this, like, sniper mission. I checked that out, and that was a ton of fun. It took me maybe an hour to beat the mission, because I kept on failing it, but it was a lot of fun lining up sniper shots. The scenario was this family is planning this, like, grand wedding in this, like, huge mansion, and you have to eliminate three of the family members and their bodyguards, and you have to do it in a way where if you alert the bodyguards, basically the three family members then plan their route to escape. And because it's a wedding, there's lots of other people. And it just made for some really interesting gameplay. And I'm never really good at sniping, but I had a lot of fun with it, and as a little extra thing on the disc, I thought it was really neat, and I hope they introduce more sniper missions, because that was really cool. I finished one more mission. It's funny, in Hitman, like, there's all these elaborate ways to kind of assassinate your targets, but I always end up kind of brute forcing it. but I still have a lot of fun doing it. I really like Hitman games, and I'm really enjoying this one. I picked up a new PlayStation 4 controller. My launch controller that I've had, I guess the thumbsticks, the rubber on the thumbsticks are like wearing off, and it's really uncomfortable to play with. And I've tried putting like the thumb grip protector things on it, but the kids always end up ripping them off. So Walmart had a sale on their PlayStation 4 controllers, and it was this wave blue color, which I'm not like super fond of, but for what I paid for it compared to what controllers are usually priced at, it was like, okay, well, to have, you know, a replacement controller, this is pretty good. So the thing that I want to watch this weekend is that Surviving R. Kelly documentary. I guess there's just been a ton of chatter about this documentary, and apparently it's really good. I've enjoyed R. Kelly's music in the past. I'm not, like, a huge fan. There's definitely a lot of tracks that I enjoy of his. I think he's a very talented singer, writer, producer. But obviously, I guess, like, even the, like, most skeptic, you know, super R. Kelly fans have come away from watching this documentary saying, like, yeah, there's no question that this guy, not only is an abuser, but, like, he definitely, is a pedophile as well. So I kind of want to see the documentary just to kind of get a first-hand reference as to kind of what they're talking about, and I don't think it'll take much to change my mind, like, or convince me that he is these things, because we've heard about it for a very long time, and there's just a lot of references in his life and even in his music that kind of point to his shady behavior. The other thing I want to watch this weekend is the new Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 11-9, I guess the documentary's called. I've enjoyed his past documentaries, so I look forward to watching that one. Yeah, I guess too, with the R. Kelly stuff, like, people are now questioning, I guess they're producing either a series or a movie about Michael Jackson and some of the claims that were made against him. Michael's a more tough one because he was a integral part of my childhood and my like growing up, and I know I've chatted a few times about it in the past, about separating kind of the artist from the art. Kanye came to mind. I think I've talked about that, just how I don't agree with his political views, and I've kind of stopped listening to his music because, yeah, I can't really subscribe to some of the things that he's said. So, would the same go for Michael Jackson? If concrete evidence came out about him, it's tough because I'm so biased against him because he was just such a large part of my life. But yeah, there you have it. I'll probably chat more about that if I get a chance to watch it this weekend, the R. Kelly documentary. But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a good weekend, and we'll chat to you again on Monday.